In the gospel reading today, as we hear St. Jude asking the question, Master, what happened that you would reveal yourself to us and not to the world? And Jesus speaks and says, whoever loves me will keep my word. It's like, what's that have to do with the question that was asked? The question is, why do you reveal yourself to us, not to the world? He's revealed himself to those who will love him. So now you have to look at the question and apply it to yourself. Why, Lord, have you revealed yourself to me? Because you will love him. It's just that simple. Those who do not want to love are not going to have anything revealed to them. Or if it is revealed to them, they're going to reject it because they're focused on themselves. They're focused on materialism or whatever it is that they have made their little false god. Our Lord, who is love itself, is therefore looking for those who will love him in return. And you have to remember again that when we say that, he gets nothing from our love. Zero. He is absolutely perfect. We cannot make him any greater by loving him more. But he loves us so much that we are the ones who benefit. He only wants our good. So if we do what we were created to do, which is to love, then we are the ones who benefit from it. Now, when we look at that and ask ourselves, what exactly does this entail from me then? It means seeking the good of the Lord, seeking his glory rather than our own. Sometimes people are going to be confused. We hear that in the first reading. They hear what Paul and Barnabas are saying. They see the miracle that has worked. And now they want to offer sacrifice to the apostles because God has come to us in human form. Well, God has come to us in human form, not in the form of Paul and Barnabas, however, not in the form of you or me either. In the form, the person of Jesus Christ. He is the one whom we love. Therefore, he is the one whom we serve. But because our world does not know what love is, if they actually see somebody who is loving, they might get confused. Rather than looking at the one whom you serve, they might just look at you. And then we have to do the same thing that Paul and Barnabas did and point them beyond ourselves to be able to say, no, I'm just like you. God wants you to love him. That's where we have to keep putting our focus. But that means that our focus must be on God. After all, if love is doing what's best for the other, the focus must be on the other. That is what we're created for. It's what should be the absolute most natural thing in the world for us to do. And it's not. What seems to be the most natural for us is to look at ourselves. I mean, I don't know why anybody wants to do that. That, by the way, is just the simple definition of what hell will be. You're going to look at yourself for the rest of eternity. There is no hope in yourself, and there is nothing but despair. So why do you want to start looking at yourself now? It's no wonder we have this massive problem of depression in our society. Because if all we're going to do is look at ourselves, of course we're going to be depressed. How could we not be? Look at the Lord. Then you've got hope, and you have peace, and you have joy, and you have everything that it is that you want. But instead, the devil's got us turned backwards. And he tells us, no, if you just look at yourself, then you're going to have it all. and all we do is lose it all. We lose everything. But isn't it an amazing thing that these pagan people want to worship Paul and Barnabas? And they're saying, no, 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 don't do that. And I think you and I would do the same thing. And then we turn right around and try to find the nearest mirror so that we can worship ourselves. It's like, how pathetic can we be? We at least recognize if somebody else wants to worship us that that's not a good thing. And then we turn around and focus everything on ourselves. Self-worship, navel-gazing, yuck. And it is the simple definition of despair. Why do we look to Jesus? Well, because he's God, but because he is our hope, because he is our life. So why would you want to look at yourself where there is no hope, where there is no life beyond yourself? In other words, if you focus on yourself, it's death. So it's hopeless, despairing, and death. And look at how successful Satan has been in getting us to do exactly that. So maybe we need to learn the lesson from Paul and Barnabas, as well as when you look through the scriptures and you will find the exact same thing with the angels. Remember, St. John bows before the angel. Daniel bowed before the angel. They said, no, 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 no. Don't, no, 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 I'm not God. Well, then let's learn the lesson and get the focus off ourselves. And when we see ourselves doing, say, no, 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 I am not God. Let me get my focus where it belongs. Yes, I'm made in the image and likeness of God, but that means, therefore, I should reflect him. It's not about me. It's about him. That's what we want to be about. So again, it comes back to that question where we started. What happened that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world? It tells you that God has given to you the grace to be able to love. Everyone, as I said earlier, is made for that. It's the very purpose of our being. But most people do not. But he has given that grace to you so that you can be his witness in the world, so that you can reflect the love of God because you receive that love from him. But the only way that we can receive it is if our focus is on him. So that's for us the challenge. The grace is there. The gift is there. The call is there. You have to be able to recognize that. You wouldn't be here today if our Lord had not touched your heart to be here. He has called you to himself, which is why you're here. So now we have to learn to live that 24 hours a day. Not just when we're here, not just when we're in prayer, but then the rest of the time just focus on the self. No, we want to be focused on the Lord. The grace is given. The apostles are kind of amazed. Why have you revealed yourself to us, but not to the world? Well, it was for the apostles then to reveal Jesus to the world. They had to do that by how they spoke, most importantly by how they lived, by the example that they gave. You and I are no different. God has revealed himself to us, and he has called us. So we have to keep our focus on him and recognize that it is through us that he's going to touch the hearts of others, through our witness. And the witness is simply going to be loving him. That's what it all comes down to. So that's what is placed before us today. It's what Jesus tells us. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. Anyone who loves me, my Father will love him, we'll come to him, we'll make our dwelling with him. All these things are there for you and me. And God wants that, obviously, for everybody. But but he has given to us the grace. So we want to pray to cooperate, to be able to open our hearts to receive his love, and most importantly then, to put our focus on him, to love him. If he is going to come and make his dwelling place in the one who loves him, then the reverse happens as well. If we're loving him, then we're making our dwelling place in him. So we have our options. We can look at ourselves, make our dwelling within ourselves, and we can spiral downward and crash and burn real fast. Or we can put our focus on him, make our dwelling place in him who dwells within us. Our focus can be on him. We can be transformed. We can become love itself. Those are the options. Why would you choose death over life? Why would you choose selfishness over charity? Why would you choose yourself over God? It sounds pretty obvious when we put it that way. But in our day-to-day practical life, living in a selfish society, it's not quite so simple. So we need to work at it, need to pray for it, but we need to be aware of it. Get the focus off the self and put it on to God.